This is CPR News. I'm Corey Jones. New job numbers show workers in Denver's entertainment industry are back to work. Here's Denverite's Kevin Beatty.
The U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics dropped the latest results of its monthly current employment statistics survey last week. The big takeaway for the Denver Metro? People who work in concert venues, museums, and outdoor recreation are now working at pre-pandemic levels. Filled restaurant jobs were still lagging, but they've seen significant growth since last year, and they're on track to make a recovery. But it isn't clear whether consumer spending in these industries is back up to snuff. That data for June won't be available for another month or so. Kevin Beatty, Denverite.
Interior Secretary Deb Haaland visited the Bureau of Land Management's national headquarters in Grand Junction today. CPR Western Slope reporter Stina Sieg was there. She says the secretary implied a decision could come soon about whether the Bureau's head office will stay in Colorado.
Haaland did not, however, say which way that decision might go. She said the BLM's relocation was hard on its employees, many of whom left instead of moving.
There's no way to sugarcoat the trauma and disruption that continues to affect the team at Interior. And it's why my first priority is to avoid doing any more harm to the BLM's dedicated employees. We owe them that. That said, I also remain open to the idea that Grand Junction can and will play a significant role in the BLM's future.
In addition to BLM employees and Colorado politicians, Haaland also plans to meet with tribal leaders before a decision is made. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
And in Grand Junction, it's currently 94 degrees and clear with a slight chance for rain tonight. The Front Range is more likely to see some storms, and in the Central Mountains, heavy rain will continue with a flash flood watch in effect until midnight. This is CPR News. Much of Colorado's western slope is in extreme drought or worse. Ranchers there are learning hard lessons and trying to adapt to the tough reality of climate change. Coming up, the story of one family that isn't sure if they'll stay in ranching. That's in about 10 minutes on All Things Considered. Keep it tuned here. I'm Corey Jones with you on CPR News.